Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Steve Wachowski Podcast. Today's episode is about the Academy Awards that were on recently. My dissatisfaction for the fact it wasn't the greatest, and it could have been better. You know, they had good comedians, but the first thing, they shouldn't have gotten Billy Crystal to actually host the thing. That's obviously one of the main things that really ruined the Academy Awards. Unfortunately, I watched it and I didn't like it at all, actually. I didn't even want to sit through it all, which is a real shame because I'm a huge movie fan and last year's one was pretty good for what it was, you know. However, this year, the artist won Best Picture, which I give props to the artist. It was really good, really, really good, actually. I watched it. I downloaded it after I saw that it won Best Picture. So I downloaded it, and just to see what it was about. Well, I already knew what it was about, but just to see how different it was from what people are saying. Because some people say, oh, it's boring, you know. Some people can't handle no dialogue or certain things. But I watched it, and I thought it was really good. Even main guy, Jean Dujardin, very French name, very hard to say, but you know, you get used to it after a while, because I was actually talking about it on radio last night on our weekly radio show. His name is very tongue-twister, but he also won Best Actor. Like, it's pretty much how last year The King's Speech won Best Picture and Colin Firth won Best Actor. So it's pretty much like that, and it was, so yeah, he won, he beat out a bunch of other actors who are like George Clooney and Brad Pitt, who were probably really pissed off because they obviously didn't want some French guy to win, but he did, and he did a real good job. But the fact is, still didn't deserve to win. The Descendants was very good, and George Clooney maybe should have won. Not that he needed it, he's won a lot, and maybe he could pass the torch to another actor that actually wasn't him, which would be really nice, and he probably should do that. But that's not for me to say. I watched The Artist. It was good. What else did I watch? I also watched Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And because, well, you see, it's kind of weird. I'm Australian and we don't really play or support or even watch baseball over here. So watching a movie about baseball statistics, I did watch it, but I wasn't really into it. Which is a shame, because I am a huge fan of Jonah Hill, and I like Aaron Sorkin, who was the co-writer, who also wrote The Social Network, which was a brilliant movie. And what else did I say? I saw Chronicle, which was pretty good. You know, if Dragon Ball Evolution was like Chronicle, it probably would have been really good, and they could have done it much better than they already did, but unfortunately, they didn't. Which is a shame, because that movie was actually pretty good. And yeah, the Academy Awards, hold on, I'm just going to bring it up on my website here for a second while I check some stuff, because I am doing this at the same time while on the internet, which is very difficult. But the 84th Academy Awards, of course, was last week, and I was planning on doing a podcast. I don't know how long I'll go on about it, but I'm just going to check right now. Let me just bring it up here. Sorry for wasting your time. I will edit out the time difference. And yes, all right, here we go. I've got the whole thing. Yeah, the opening montage wasn't bad at all. It was okay for what it was, but, you know, Billy Crystal is just kind of lame. He's just too old and lame. He's not funny. The jokes fell flat, and it just wasn't that good, really. I just think that they could have done a lot better if they actually put the effort in, instead of just throwing out gags that were probably obviously meant for someone else rather than his old self. Because it felt like the jokes were much more deserving to, you know, a younger comedian or just someone better. But they didn't want to, so they gave it to Billy Crystal, and, you know, it wasn't that good, I must say. Now, in my live blog, I didn't go through all of them. Did a couple of the awards, not all of them, but just like the main ones. All the main ones that I liked. Sorry. Oh, yes, there was this bit with Christian Bale, who did Best Supporting Actress, which went to Octavia Spencer for The Help. Now, The Help isn't that great, and it is just a silly movie. It's not that good, and I'm not going to get into why I don't like it. Didn't really enjoy it. Oh, yes, the reason I put out Best Film Editing was because Australians won 2 years in a row. Last year, Best Editing went to The Social Network, and this year went to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And they're Australians, so that's good for them. Yes, Best Animated Film went to Rango, which I'm not surprised. There wasn't really any good animated films. And the reason Tintin wasn't nominated, oh, well, I think it was nominated, but the reason why Tintin wasn't getting much props was because it was more live action, you know, with proper actors, like live animation, motion capture, more like it, than an actual animated movie, like, you know, Toy Story, Rango, and, you know, Ice Age and stuff like that, rather than this is more motion capture, which is a shame. Because Tintin was pretty good. And there was a segment with Emma Stone and Ben Stiller, which was pretty terrible. She tried to come off funny when she wasn't really funny, because Emma Stone is not funny and she's pretty terrible. And the fact that she is playing Gwen Stacy in the Amazing Spider-Man is going to be pretty, pretty terrible. I think that's going to be really lame. And best screenplay went to Midnight in Paris by Woody Allen. Of course, Woody Allen wasn't even there. Midnight in Paris wasn't even that good. I think it was deserving to something else. And like I said before, best actor was Jean Dujardin. He won for The Artist, of course. And Gary Oldman left out, which is a shame because I like Gary Oldman. And he should have won. That would have been great. Best picture went to The Artist, of course. And, you know, I'm all right with that. I don't have a problem with The Artist. I thought it was a pretty great film. And it deserved every praise it got because The Artist was pretty all right. But, yeah, that's enough about the Academy Awards. This coming week marks the 100th birthday of one of the greatest movie, cinema, and motion picture studios of all time, Universal Pictures. Yeah, that's right. Universal Pictures first opened its doors March 8th, 1912, formerly known, of course, as a Universal Film Manufacturing Company, by Karl Lamil, a German-Jewish immigrant from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Really crazy that Universal Pictures would be becoming 100 pretty soon. It's pretty awesome, actually, because Universal Pictures has been a worldwide dominator of the film, animation, television, and, you know, music industry for over 50 decades. You know, it's had such movies as The Phantom of the Opera, Cape Fear, American Graffiti, Jaws, E.T., Back to the Future Trilogy, Kindergarten Cop, Schindler's List, Gladiator, Shaun of the Dead, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Scott Pilgrim, Bridesmaids, and, you know, so much more. So, you know, over the 100 years, I know some people were probably thinking, oh, why did you, you know, just mention those shitty movies? But they were not shitty, okay? Those are some of my favorites. And, yeah, no, there's only just a couple that have made Universal Pictures one of the greatest movie franchises in the past 100 years. You know, you can't really judge by the movies. There's been a lot of good ones. I, myself, am a huge fan of Universal Pictures. I have bought some movies just because they were from Universal Pictures. Well, Jaws was really good, but I bought the rest of the Jaws 2, 3, and Revenge. I bought the Back to the Future trilogy. I bought Morrats, The Big Lebowski, Bowfinger, 40-Year-Old Virgin, The Accepted, Hot Fuzz, Knocked Up, you know, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Funny People, Bruno, Get Him to the Greek, Bridesmaids, and Paul, which was pretty shitty. Paul wasn't that great of a movie, actually. I didn't really enjoy it. I don't mind Nick Frost and Sean Pegg. Great people, you know, they're pretty funny. They were great on Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz with Edgar Wright, but Paul just wasn't that good. And which is a shame, but, you know, Universal Pictures are known for their comedies. They make some of the greatest comedies of all time, especially coming from director, writer, and producer Judd Apatow. But, you know, not just Judd Apatow, Universal Pictures is also home to, like, some of the greatest movie makers of all time. You know, Steven Spielberg and the Coen brothers. You know, there's just the two, well, I guess the three I can think of at the top of my head right now, but, you know, those three guys have made some of the greatest movies, and, you know, Universal Pictures is, it's huge. You cannot fathom how crazy it's been. They just don't expand to movies, you know, TV and music and internet, and right now, they have a website, universal100.com, which lets you experience all your favorite moments, stuff like that, from movies, from Universal Pictures, which is, I think is really cool, and I think you should check it out. So go to universal100.com, and, oh, this was one episode, and that's pretty much it. That's done. Under 20 minutes. but yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. I will be back sometime later. Catch you later.